Blog Talk Radio.
One and only Mr. Hassan Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate this.
Man up.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
To tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man Up Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Dow Harrington, and welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Now, I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this day? And if somebody can help you to achieve that, it would be just totally ignorant.
We are on deck. Wanna welcome everyone to the show. Listen to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. Well, I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours truly, Mr. Nas. And I want to send a
man
special... Shadow.
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do.
Have things done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children. You're talking relationships. You're talking all kinds of things. And it blows my mind, man.
Request for parole, we do have some questions. Do you think you'll be able to adjust to life on the outside?
Allow me to proctologize myself. Suppositorily speaking, my incarceration has forced, you said, the ventilation of, shall I say, my derriere. And upon my discharge, I will ejectutate my mind to the prophylactic of the bowels of society.
Shut up!
The desegregation decisions and other type of legislation and Supreme Court decisions depends upon changing the white man's mind. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that our own mind has to be changed. We have to change our mind about ourselves.
In what way?
Well, so he teaches us the importance of moral reformation, a knowledge of self. And for instance, the average so-called Negro, he doesn't think that he can go into business and provide jobs for himself. And because of this, he thinks that he can only get a job from the white man, or he can only get clothes from the white man, or he can only get food from the white man. And we who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are taught that the same thing that the white man has done for himself and his kind, if our people could be wrecked, if we could be cured of our slave mentality that was indoctrinated into us during slavery, we would realize that just as the white man can do these things for himself and his kind, we can get together in unity and harmony and do the same thing for ourselves and our kind.
I ask you, you say that you are God. When you get up here, you don't talk about what I, you talk about a law. But when you get up here, you've got the kingdom knowledge of who you are, what yourself. It says, what is the duty of a civilized person? To teach the knowledge of who themselves. Everybody got knowledge to add on. Everybody got knowledge to contribute. You can't get up here talking about what your father did all the time. The question is not what the father did. The question is, what are you doing? What is the knowledge of yourself? Do you understand? Don't get up here trying to lean on somebody else. Talk about your own self. Wisdom does need to make things fall about what you are about. What you are doing. What are we going to do about our nation? Allah did his job 100%. What are we going to do with the nation that he left us and he made us the stewards of? This is our nation nowadays. Allah is not here in the physical, but the God said Allah is here in the physical, because every time I see a black man, I see Allah. I say every time I see a black man with knowledge of himself, I see Allah. Because when I look at them 85% who are blind, deaf, and dumb, who are running around, and I ain't talking about all 85%, I don't see, I see the potential to be Allah. But when I look at y'all, I see Allah. When I look in the mirror, I see Allah. Now the question is, what is Allah going to do for his nation? What is the earth going to do for their nation? We have not a parliament, we have a universal parliament, meaning all the heads of the nation. And everybody here is a head. Come together to discuss the situation and policies that exist and that must be done within their nation. This is what is called a universal parliament. That's why Allah said it's a parliament, because that's when the heads of state come together. And what happens here is a mirror reflection of what you allow to happen. So if you want things to change, if you want things to become better, then you yourself must make these things what happen. All that is caused by you, not by something else. Stop thinking that something is going to cause something to happen. Stop thinking something is going to cause anything to happen. It's not about something, it's about you. You are the something. And if you don't get it right, it's going to stay wrong until you get it right. That's wisdom, God. That's making it fall. Because you don't allow the devil to live no longer on your planet, in your world, in your civilization. Because you say Allah has manifested himself, ourself. So I say to you, you want to make something fall? Add on. Make things fall. Make things happen. Who is the original? The what? The maker. Make things happen. Stop talking about what you wish would happen, what you want to happen, what could happen. Make it happen. Live out the first degree in the student enrollment. Who is the original? That means you made it. You own it. It's yours. If you don't do it, it ain't it. Peace.
Woo! Once again, welcome to the Man of Talk show. I had to come with the extended intro version of Knowledge of Self. Once again, welcome to the show right about now. And tonight's show is very important and hopefully educational. The Man of Talk show, big shout out to all my brothers online, the brothers coming in, Brother Dow, what's going on? And I know we got my brothers from another mother, Brother Eddie, what's going on, big dog?
Good, man. How y'all doing?
Nothing too much, man. I got motivated off the topic, man. I was listening to Malcolm X, then I checked out a brother, M.T. Miller. He did a rally call, basically just yelling at the brothers, and, you know, listen, stop blaming everybody else. Stop wishing it happened. Look at yourself. Mm-hmm. You can make change. So, I mean, when he said that, I had to put that on there, man. So, you know, this is an extended version of what we do, but I had to bring the knowledge, man. You know, it's just part of it, you know. But this topic, I want to get really into it. Eddie, we talk about it behind the scenes, brother, about stop blaming other people, looking at ourselves, stop making excuses. We've talked all behind the dial, been going back and forth this week in between work, talking about knowledge and just being accountable. And that's really what this is all about, man. So without no further ado, let's spin around the room. How's everybody week?
Man, this has been a long week, coming off of a long week. I need it, man. I'm dead serious, yeah. I just got home from a meeting after work, and I'm tired. That's all I can say. I'm tired. Real tired.
Just
like he said, hunting for a nap. Like I'm hunting hard for a nap, trying to find one.
I hear you, big dog. I hear you, definitely. But are you all right, man? How's the family?
Everybody's good, man. Everybody's good. Unfortunately, my wife's brother, he's been diagnosed with high blood pressure and diabetes, which is high blood sugar. And so his blood sugar was, when he found out, was a 536. So he's like, he found out while going into a keto acidosis, which is one step from a diabetic coma. They said had he waited a couple of days, he would have been in a coma. So we glad that we caught it when he did, but his blood sugar is fluctuating.
Wow. I mean, we're going to keep him, definitely uplift him and keep him in prayer, man. You know, that's something that I think us black males, the ladies did it very well in everyone's show. I think us black men, we need to be very cautious and aware of our health. So we definitely going to have to address, you know, education of men health. You know, we were very stubborn when it comes to that at times. I'm guilty myself. You know, work out and do all the other stuff, but, you know, there's other things that we got to watch out for. So that's something we can definitely discuss on another show, man. So, you know, please, you know, my family in prayer, man. Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Brother Dow, what's going on, brother? How was your week?
Brother, Eddie, I'm going to take one from you, brother. I've had a long week. Another long week. Right. I mean, when I say I got in here and I got on this phone, like 2 seconds before we had, that ain't no lie, ladies and gentlemen. I just got in.
Yeah.
Long day, longer week, but I'm blessed. Great to be here, happy to be alive, ready to go in on this subject because we have to own who we are.
No doubt.
That's one of the largest problems that as black men, and I'm just talking from the experience of being a black man, from associating with many black men, that a lot of times our biggest issue, especially the younger ones, is that we, you know, we're coming at us with like built-in excuses. We want to blame everybody else and their mama for our plight in life. I don't want to go too far ahead into the subject, but I'm ready to go for this one.
Yeah, Brother Dow.
You.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Listen, real quick, and we got other brothers online. So I want to extend a big shout out. Also, my man, Brother Oz, is online. What's going on, big dog? Let people know how your week was.
Wow. I'll just say this. My week has been eventful, to say the least. It's been up and down, but, you know, ain't no need to complain. You know, God is still on the throne. He's taking care of us. And, you know, that's what it is.
That's what it is, brother. That's what it is. Hey, listen, also, I'd be remiss. We got my other brother from another mother online, Tom Reynolds. What's going on, big brother? How was your week?
Yo, my week is good. It's just busy, you know? Trying to keep up with all the work I've committed to. So. And then helping one of my friends out with her campaign for Freeholder. So it's been running all over the place.
Okay. Yeah, but Tom, I mean, while we got you online, man, real quick before we get to this tough subject, man, are you responsible for getting us connected with the Essex County Democratic Committee?
Hey, if you need to get connected, I'll do what I can.
No, we're connected already. For some reason or another, me and Daryl, we were sitting there.
Well,
like,
we need to find out if that was Daryl then.
Yes, no, I asked him, you know, for some reason we Googled our name, and we found that the man of talk show is linked with the Essex County Democratic Committee, so as a resource, so that's, like we said before, you never know who's listening. So, you know, shout out to the Essex County Democratic Committee for recognizing our program and also understand it's a resource. Also, I want to officially announce, you know, we talked about it before, developing a network of resources. So me and Daryl, we talked behind the scenes. We came up, being that the Man Up show is a platform, we're going to extend the platform to the Man Up Nation. The Man Up Nation is going to be a resource to provide, to link all, how we call it, supportive agencies, supportive networks and services throughout the nation. And, you know, I don't know who's eating something. Somebody's hungry or something. Lord have mercy. Somebody eating something where they burst something, you know. But anyway, you know, we created something called the Man Up Nation. We're gonna link all the necessary, everything that we're doing, everything that Eddie's doing, everything Oz is doing, you know, just other, everybody has touched the Man Up program, their resources along with other additional resources. We're gonna put a link up. It's called the Man Up Nation. You know, we're gonna have a campaign about it, whereas we can provide a one stop resource. You know, not saying we're the only resource, but we're providing something that someone can go to and say, look, you know, I need help with my stuff. I need resources here. Hopefully we can provide a large library of that information, you know, and the resources that we're going to try to put up there on our page is something that's tangible and something that's reputable that people can use. So, you know, we're very proud of that. And, you know, we'll be doing the T-shirts and everything like that, because we go to the T-shirt fundraiser to help fund that project. You know, so that's official, Brother Daryl. It's official, Brother Eddie, Tom, Brother Oz. You know, it's something that we can resource who we are, we about, and helping our respective communities. And that's not just in Jersey. That's going to be nationwide. And we're really looking to do big things with it, building off the Man Up talk show. So I'm happy. You know, we basically put our money where our mouth is at this point. And we're very happy and honored to do that. So, going forward, who want to kick this puppy off? I was sending to Daryl, but I definitely want to hear Brother
Eddie.
Sound like
Daryl, yeah. No, I sound like Brother Daryl. I'm interested to hear what he got to say.
All right. Knowledge of self. Let's go in.
Okay. All right. So, before I can say what I think, or before anybody even goes to what they think, I'm going to give you where my basis comes from, where my foundation comes from. That's the book of Genesis, first chapter, 27th verse. So God created man in his own image. Mm. The image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28 goes on to say,
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the fowl in the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Blessed God, earth, blessed and holy word. Now, like I said, the foundation of what I think and what I believe is based off of those two passages of Scripture. Basically, God created us, me, you, everyone that's on this panel, everyone who is listening, carved them specifically out of his own image. We have a direct physical, spiritual, mental link to the Creator himself. Each of us do. Each of us has a divine purpose for being here. We have a divine purpose for being on the show. We have a divine purpose in breathing in and out. And when the time that we stop breathing in and out, that will be a divine purpose as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to shortchange ourselves. And in shortchanging ourselves, we're shortchanging God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to believe that, oh, I can't do this because of this or that. You know, she's on my back. She's on my neck. If it wasn't for this woman, if it wasn't for these kids, if it wasn't for the white man, if it wasn't for my boss, nobody would give me a job because I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't and I can't and I can't and I can't and I can't. The Bible says I could do all things through Christ that strengthens.
Amen.
That's Philippians 4:13.
Amen.
There's no limit on the no limit God. If there's no limit on God and you are a direct descendant of God, you are a child of God, and you are moving in a godlike manner, in a godly manner from which he has chosen you to, the path that he's chosen for you to be on, and you honestly believe, okay, in my instance, if I honestly believe what I say, I cannot say that I can be stopped, I can be derailed. I mean, I can have pitfalls along the way, absolutely, just like anybody else does. But it's what you do about it. Don't accept this.
Okay.
Don't accept somebody else's standard for you. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Here's something for you. If you want to know who you should compare yourself to, this is real simple. You look at that person in the mirror every day, and you say, I'm going to be better than you tomorrow. That's your measuring stick. Your measuring stick ain't somebody else, because God created that person for what he created that person for. He created you for what he created you for. You want to step up your game? You step up your game. You step up your game to be the best you can be. You're not going to be the best Naz you can be. Because he already made a Naz. You ain't going to be the best Eddie Fairley you can be because he already made one of them. You ain't going to be a Tom Reynolds. You're not going to be a Brent Osborne. You ain't going to be a Daryl Harrington, and you don't even want to be. You need to be the best you can be. Whether that's go back to school, whether that's, you know, spend more time taking better care of yourself. Like I said, men don't go to doctors. We need to get off that. You know, you have the opportunity to prevent something from getting worse or prevent something from happening. You need to, you know, you need to do your due diligence. You can't blame somebody else for you not doing your due diligence. So there's always something that we can prove. There's always something that we can tighten up. There's always something that we can go a little farther in.
That's right.
You know,
right.
I mean,
that's
and
right.
Also use each other as a resource. Use each other as a support system. Use each other as a guide. Like, okay, if you have weights in your house, right, and, you know, you come home, you know, you've had a hard day, I don't feel like working out, all those things are a bunch of heavy, you know, paperweights. That's about it. Because you're just going to blow right by it. But if you have a gym membership, you invested into it. You paid money for it, so that's an investment. So you're going to go because it's an investment. And when you're there, you're a man.
So you ain't going to be punked out by some other dude. So you ain't going to just, you know, go in there and, like, you know, do three reps and walk out the door. No, you're going to put in a full workout. And you're going to have brothers there who you know who are going to inspire you, who's going to push you, who's going to motivate you, and then you're going to push them, and you're going to motivate them, and you do it as a team. You build yourself physically. Church, if for those of you who go to church, a mosque, those of you who go to mosque, you go, you pray for me, I pray for you. We work out your issues. We work out my issues. We deal with my problem is with my soul salvation. We'll work on what your problem is with your soul salvation. It's the same general principle. We're both trying to get somewhere. We're both working at it together. We can do it, but we have to believe that we can first. Don't put limits on God. Put limits on yourself. Right now, I'm going to slow up because I'd go on this all night. Eddie, please.
I was listening, man. You should have kept going.
Oh, don't worry, because look, man, if I keep going on this one, brother, it'll be 9 o'clock and it'll be time to play the theme. So I don't care what everybody else got.
Okay,
Evan. All right. You want to wait till last, Eddie? You want to hear some of the other brothers first before we, you know, chime in?
I do, because I'm really interested to see where this topic goes. Many different ways, so I really do want to listen. I do want to hear people's input on this topic, if you don't mind.
Okay. No doubt, brother. Brother Tom, you know, what is your thoughts on the topic alone and just, you know, you hear everybody saying knowledge of self. In your interpretation, how do you perceive that?
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about sort of this journey I've been on the last couple of years trying to figure out originally what it is I'm going to, you know, what I want to do with my life. And that really required me to look inward at myself and understand, you know, what it is I actually enjoy doing, what it is that motivates me, what gets me going in the day. I think... You know, if everyone just takes a moment and really thinks about the reasons they get up in the morning, the things that they believe in, the truths that they hold, you know, in themselves, you can really start making more informed decisions. You know, there's this girl I'm talking to right now who we had this moment where she's at this job that she doesn't exactly enjoy, and she's like, you know, I don't know what I want to do, but just think about what you're good at. Start there. You know, if you do things that you're good at, I mean, it doesn't even seem like you're working sometimes. You know, I find myself now working longer and harder on things I enjoy doing because it's what, you know, because it's something I'm good at. Whereas when I was at my last job, you know, I knew what I was doing, but it didn't fire me up. It didn't motivate me. And being able to know what your strengths are and how to leverage them, how to work with them, how to focus your life around that, it really changes how you see yourself and how motivated you are to do what you want to do. You know, I've taken my business and sort of focusing fully around what I want to do. You know, I'm not just doing projects because they pay, but I'm doing projects because they speak to me. You know, I'm working on an affordable housing project right now. And so I believe in affordable housing. I believe in what it does as a great equalizer for giving people access to homes. And you know, I'm working on a design for a political campaign. It's like, you know, there was no effort there for me because something I believe in. I believe in the candidate. I believe in the work. And I believe in, you know, and I wanted to do it. Whereas if it's someone I didn't believe in or something I didn't believe in, it'd just be painful or painstaking.
Okay. That's well said, brother. Now, we're going to swing this around to Brother Oz. I know you have a perspective on knowledge yourself. What is your take and insight on this one?
Well, I kind of looked at it in the sense of you got to know who you are as a person and you know, what you are about. if you know that you are a BSer, and that's what you are, at the same token, if you know that you got good in you or you have an idea to do something, you know, you have to, at one point in time or another, follow your dreams and try to strive to make them into reality. Because if you don't, you'll be one of those people with a walking around 60 years old with a life of regrets, never have tried or strove to accomplish anything that, you know, that God-given talent that was put in you, using the knowledge that you acquired over those years to, you know, be something. And you, more than likely, more of the time, you do have the ability to do it. You just may lack guidance on it, but that's easy enough. With all these black men out here that know how to do this, that, and the third, with the Manham Show and other things like it, mediums like it, there's always opportunity to make things happen. You just have to be willing to receive what it is that they're telling you as far as instruction to make your thing work. You know, knowing yourself, every person on this earth knows exactly who they are. They know whether they're good or bad. They know whether they slack or if they're diligent. It's about taking that as a black man, you know, specifically, and saying, looking at the landscape and the day and time that we're in and saying, it's over and done with us being this box that they put us in. That was before. It's now time to step up and get on the bigger stage, whether it's in your community, whether it's nationally or regionally, and become who it is you were always destined to become versus just, you know, being what I like to call corner seeing. Seeing no farther than those people that are right there in your community and having no more ambition to be other than what you see right there. If that's what you strive to be or stay at being, you know, you can pack it in now because you're spinning your wheels. However, if you step outside of that and take a chance and start working with people, those are the beginning building blocks to changing our entire society. Not just black society, the entire society. That's my take on knowing yourself.
Okay. You know, let me chime in this one. I got to agree with Eddie. It's so many different ways we can go from this one, knowledge itself. It can go from personal. It can go from job. It can go to your relationship. It can go so many different ways. But for me personally, expect to be better than what I was yesterday, kind of borrowing what Darryl said. So that being said, is I shine a light on my weaknesses. What am I weak about? You know, what's making me weak? So I look at that and I look at how can I make myself better? You know, I do that and I look at, okay, my actions and what I do for myself, what is the domino effect to my family and those around me? So the decisions I make is very important when I'm building myself or trying to evolve. Darryl, you got me? You hear me? I think I'm having a little problem with my technical difficulties here. Brother Darryl, you got me?
Yeah, man, I got you.
Technical difficulties. Yeah, okay, right. I hear you. Yeah, like, you know, I personally try to work on myself, so knowledge of myself, understanding who I am as a person, as a man. And as I got older, I started understanding there are certain talents, there are certain things that God has given me. And for whatever reasons, as I was growing up, I didn't utilize them, which probably hindered me to some certain successes. So I've started, as I got older, to understand who I am in my knowledge base and me striving for excellence, that to not to restrict that what God has gave me, because it could benefit my family as well as those around me. I work hard. I strive hard to become better because I know my every step that I do will affect my family and those around me. So, you know, basically knowledge itself and myself is looking at my weaknesses, understanding my weaknesses, and working hard to make those weaknesses stronger because I always want to become better. That's just my take on it. Brother Dow?
Yes, sir.
Well, who are you going to dial? We got to go to Brother Eddie, because Eddie, you heard everybody's perspective.
Dude, this topic right here, I don't people don't understand how important this topic right here is. This topic,
amen,
knowing knowledge of self is the foundation of so many things that can make you successful in all the areas that you spoke on earlier, and I'm glad that we're attacking this topic. So I'm gonna start from just different places. Just pardon my thought process here, because it's not gonna work together. But as far as what Daryl said, as far as me, period, I compare myself to God, and for one, to keep me humble, and two, to always strive for better, period. If I'm as opposed to comparing yourself or comparing myself to other people, just like Daryl said, you should definitely be comparing yourself to yourself. But if I am in the image of God, I'm comparing myself to myself and to God, because God is in me and I have access to the all-knowing. So with that being said, I can always get better. I say to myself all the time, every day in every way I get better and better. But if I'm looking to God as the standard, I will always fall short, which keeps me humble. But at the same time, it forces me to strive to be better than what I am daily. But
that's right.
The most powerful thing about this topic is, I say it like this, until you know the value of something, that thing remains worthless. How can I explain that? Okay. All right, say you pick up a penny on the ground. Not a penny. Say you find a dime on the ground, and it's just a dime. You just pick the dime up, and you're like, oh, okay, I got a dime. And with that dime, you might go purchase something, and you turn with the dime, your purchase came up to maybe $7.10. So you pay $7.10. But the person that is working at that store that you paid the $7.10 happens to be a coin collector. And they pick up the dime that you found, and you turn in, and they look at the dime, and they see the year on the dime, and it's a rare dime, and it's a very old dime, and which in turn you turn in a dime that actually valued at several thousand dollars, because you didn't understand the value of that dime. And I say that to say, again, until you know the value of something, everything is worthless. So if you don't study and have knowledge of who you are, and you don't understand the value of yourself, you are going to treat yourself worthless, like you're worthless. So it's imperative to know and understand the jewels that you have inside you, the gifts, the treasure that God has placed in you to breathe life in you, so that you will not walk around as a worthless individual. And you will walk in and treat yourself the way that you were created to be treated. And with that, when you get the inside right, the outside always falls in place. But we do it backwards. We try to get the outside right, bling, clothes, cars, all that stuff like that, in hopes that it's going to make our inside right. But
good point.
If we are aggressively trying to impress people with our outside, but our inside is all jacked up, first of all, that's false advertisement. Not even just to the people that we're advertising to, but to ourselves. And we do it all the time. And my biggest thing is, especially with coaching and stuff like that, if you don't know yourself and what makes you happy, your happiness is going to be hit or miss, and you're going to be looking for it from other people. But it's your happiness. So sometimes you might hit, sometimes you miss, but in the end, you don't have control over whether you're happy or not. So if a person lost their child, what is the first thing that the police ask for in order for you to find that child? They ask for
a picture.
A picture, right?
They need a description of the child so they can get the child back. Okay, so many people walk around this world wanting happiness but have yet to take the time to describe or get a picture of it. And they wonder why they never find it. And all of that is in you. If you don't take the time to understand you, what makes you tick, your why, Tom touched on it. What it is that you like to do? Start there.
Hey,
those are gifts that were given to you, things that you do without even thinking about, that people think are so impressive, yet you're like, well, dang, I just threw that together, because that's your gift. It doesn't really take. Now, you might need to sharpen up your tools or whatever, but that is the gift that was given to you. That's why so it comes easy to you. You need to hone into that. Fall in place, stay in your lane, as we say, and do what you were created to do, and God will bless you for it, because you're doing what you're supposed to do with the gift that he gave you.
Damn, I love that, brother.
I love it. I can go all day with this, because people don't understand. First of all, if you can take the time to learn yourself, what makes you tick, why you do what it is that you do, understand why you do things, why you feel the way that you feel. If you take the time to understand yourself and why you do that, and you master who you are, then in turn you could take the same process that it took for you to learn to master yourself to learn how to master and understand others. And then with that comes empathy and understanding, because you now know how to understand yourself. So now you can take those same steps, ask those same questions to those people to get the same conclusions, or at least understand their conclusions, to, for one, help them as well as help yourself understand them better. And that's just a blessing that keeps on giving, and that's when great communication and everything comes into play. But again, I don't want to go on, because I can go on this topic all day, because people just don't understand the value of knowing yourself. Because for one, like Daryl said, if you really, 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 really dig down deep and get into the depths of yourself, you can't go anywhere but to God. You can't go anywhere to God. And so that will change you spiritually. It will connect with you, your soul, your mind, everything, and in turn, that will connect you with everybody else, because if we're all connected to God, that means we are all connected, which in turn will help us to understand and help and speak to each other. So I'm going to stop, because I got up out of my chair and I started walking around the dad's house and everything. So I'm going to let it go back to the family, because this is a very passionate subject to me, because this is the Mecca. This is the Mecca of change. This is the Mecca of knowing yourself. This is the Mecca of knowing each other. This is the Mecca of communicating with each other and communicating effectively. This is the Mecca of spirituality. This is the Mecca of sex. This is the Mecca of everything, to know yourself. And so many people don't know themselves. That's why they're trying to emulate others, and they can't find themselves, because they've taken so much of everyone else, and they don't know who they are. So,
Good point. I can go on and on all day about this.
So I'm going to let it go back to the 10. I'm literally letting this go.
This I knew this was a good one. Before we got our sister online. You know, I just want to say real quick before I introduce our sister online. You know, understanding your history. You know, you touched on it, Eddie. Daryl, you hit it. You know, we got to understand where we came from. I mean, you got to understand the struggle and the sacrifice that was done for many of us, you know, from Jesus, you know, from our ancestors through history as black individuals. You know, we say African-American, something to be black. You got to understand those who came before. You got to understand that knowledge of what they've been through to so you can have a better life. You know, that's, you guys are touching it, because it's so many dimensions of understanding knowledge of self, whether it's in your life, your race, your family, your religion. You got to understand the Mecca of it. And like you said, sex, it comes into that. If you don't know yourself in sex, how can you please somebody else? But that's a whole other topic. But before we go back into it, I want to, of course, you know, introduce the lovely and the one and only Miss Signature. What's going on, sis?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
sis.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm mad at Tom. I want to get that on my system.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Guys, this is a... this is a great... Talk about some woman. Anyway, this is a great topic.
Oh, so that's what she hears. She hears I mentioned another woman.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard everything everybody said. Yeah, I heard all that, but from you, that's what I heard. You know, you get your takeaways. Now you know.
Oh, jeez.
Guys, stop. I am trying to behave, believe it or not. It's a great topic. I agree with what you guys said. For me, I think knowledge of self, before you can get knowledge of anything else, before you can understand the other knowledge that's out there, the history knowledge, like you were talking about, your relationship with God, you really got to take an inner look at you first. Once you learn who you are, what you're capable of, and you, that's the only way anything anybody else says to you is going to matter. That is the only way you learn respect of another person. That is the only way an opinion can help to make a change in you. I think for the panel, without knowledge of self, there is no way we would have takeaways from one another. There is no way somebody could say something that make us think twice or humble ourselves. Because before you know that there's something about you that may need to change, you've got to know that you have that something that needs to change. You've got to understand that something about you that needs to change. And the beauty of knowledge of self, and the Lord knows knowledge of self, there's nothing like it. The only thing better, the only thing that can come compared to it is knowledge of God. Knowledge of self will make you even observe another situation and check self. You'll say, oh, there's just no way I want to be in that situation. Mental note to self. In this situation, be careful to act this way. Be careful to respond that way. And knowledge of self, it's a constant growth. Once you have knowledge of self, you will grow on a daily basis. Your walk with your fellow human beings, you will grow on a daily basis. Your walk with your higher being, you will grow on a daily basis. And you will understand why Tom is on the radio mentioning some woman.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Tom, you wanna respond?
I have nothing to say to that.
Oh, come on.
Exactly. I can appreciate that knowledge of self there, Tom.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy.
Well, his phone works now. I have nothing else to get on him about.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord have mercy.
All she did was heard the one thing and got herself all worked up. Brother.
Oh, my.
You're right. You said that I sat all the way up because I was leaning back in a recliner, and I sat up when I heard that. Because I have knowledge of self. I know what little things are my triggers. Nah. What now?
It's funny you said that. I'm glad you said that, Sig, right there. You understand what triggers you, your weaknesses. Just going around the panel real quick. I mean, you know, I think we talked about it in a couple of before, Eddie, is kind of sometimes letting our listeners know that we're human, too. We have weaknesses. And recognizing our weaknesses help us become better and stronger. I mean, I'm not trying to ask everybody. If you want to disclose, it's up to you. We'll start with Daryl. You name a weakness that you have that, you know, you understand who you are and what you need to do to become stronger, or you have worked on it and became stronger from it.
Oh, man. There are so many flaws that I got. I can stay here all day and count them. One is that I used to, now I think Oz can attest to this probably better than anybody else can. I used to be extremely narrow-minded. Extremely. I feel the way that I feel. And I'm going 100% on what I feel. You can prove it to me. You can put the evidence right in front of my face. And if I believe that it was red, I will fight you to the death that it was red. Now, it's only been, I would say, in the last, I don't know, 10, 10 to 15 years, somewhere in there, that, you know, God will take you through some things and let you see some things and let you see who you are, you know. So I had to own that, you know what I mean? Literally, I had to own that, that, you know, you know, sometimes I'm stuck on stupid and I'm hooked on phonics, literally. I mean, you know, regardless of what I feel about an individual, it has no bearing on what's right and what's wrong. I know what's right and wrong, and I need to hold myself to that. I need to check myself.
Good point, good point.
I mean, regardless of somebody else telling me this, that, or the third, I need to tell myself this, that, and a third. I need to be able to acknowledge that myself instead of making excuses. Because I was a king of making excuses. So that when I hear other people and I say that I hate, you know, when people make excuses, it's a form of self-loathing, because I used to do the exact same thing. The exact same thing. I make an excuse in a heartbeat of why this didn't work or that didn't work or why, you know, this doesn't work. That, I mean, I was too intelligent for my own damn good, because I could think of something relatively quickly, and then I can have my own pity party of why this didn't work and why that didn't work. So now, you know, as you evolve and as you, you know, as you change, you know, you see the error of your ways. Now, I'm still working on a certain level of intolerance. I still have an intolerance for stupid shit. Today. Matter of fact, my whole day today was involved in tolerance over stupid shit. But still, nonetheless, I have to learn that, okay, I'm not perfect. And I already know that. So you're not perfect, and I know that too. I cannot, even though I have the same issues that you have, as in being intolerant and being stubborn and pig-headed and, you know, and bullish. I mean, because I think I can use my weight to push you around, I'm just going to push you around. And then when somebody else tries to do it, it's like, no, partner, it don't even work that way, not even a little bit. You know, this is a work situation, and you need to hold yourself accountable, blah, 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 blah. I have to learn how to deal with it. And, you know, dealing with some issues that I used to have in helping others to be able to see themselves. So, like I said, God ain't done working with me yet. So, nah, those are just some of my issues. Like I said, I can go on for hours about my issues and my problems. But, yeah, there's some things that I have to work through, and one step at a time. So, I get everybody up. Next. Oz, you there? Okay, Tom, are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of dead on this line.
Get your phones off mute.
I didn't want to say anything to upset her anymore, so.
Tom, you don't upset me, darling. Go ahead.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about any of my female friends and have her, you know, have her come yell at me later.
Okay, female friends better not be no weakness. I know that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No weakness. Oh, come on, Tom.
I don't have any. I there's actually this interesting thing my fraternity used to do, which was, I think it was called Skills Quest or Strength Quest. I don't fully remember what it's called, but we would did this whole like survey and this training and soul searching and everything else to find out what our strengths and weaknesses were. And then the whole idea of it is that you focus on your strengths and don't even bother with your weaknesses. You leave your weaknesses to people where it's their strength. So if my strength is organization and somebody else's strength is executing a plan, you know, I'll organize the plan and then hand it over to them and let them do what they do best. And then all of us do better because we're working together on our own and working with our own strength. It's been useful for me. I don't know about.
I guess I'll take it for that. Naz, you there? Okay, I'll take it for now. Ozzy. Brent, you online?
No Oz.
Well, Eddie, take her away.
Yo. All right. Got a few weaknesses. One of my biggest, I guess I'll do them in order. My biggest weakness is, my biggest weakness is intellectual women. I must say that's my kryptonite. That is probably the most sexiest thing, yet a rarity for me to come across. And when I come into the presence of it, and I actually, that's usually a cop-out that I use. If I'm very attracted to somebody, physically, I'll talk to them, and I'm pretty confident that the conversation's going to ruin it. So I'll use that as my way of preventing myself from my weakness is to talk to them, because mentally I'm like, oh, they're going to mess it up. So let me go ahead and get this out of the way so they can ruin their beauty and talk to them really quick, and then that'll ruin it. But once I come across that person whose mental matches their physical, I immediately have to run like hell, get rid of them. I'm not lying. That's just I get rid of them some kind of way, whether it's stop communicating with them, let them know the reason, or just always make sure that if it ends up being like a client or something, I always make sure my wife is there, or I have these two guys that I have as my, what I guess we would call my cock box. One guy who knows that's his job, the other guy is just, he's a hater, and he doesn't realize that that's what he does, so I use him to bring him around just because I know he's going to do his job. Which would keep me out of trouble if my wife cannot attend. But I always try to make my wife go in that instant or whatever, just because, again, knowledge of self. My second would be, and actually I'm doing much better with this. People might disagree because they're seeing that, like, I don't even want to say the end result, but my progressive, they're meeting me at my progressive stage or what have you, but zero tact was my weakness, or was my weakness. Probably have about 47% tact now. But the delivery, did I hit my last? But delivery, delivering something without, trying to, like, soften it up, so to speak, or what have you. I personally, my fight is I don't see the point of it, but I, at the same time, I do see the point in the sense of, okay, if I'm trying to get a message out, it's pointless to get a message out if it's not being received by the people I'm trying to get the message to. But on the other end, my mentality is if it's still the same message, whether I soften it up or not, what the heck is the problem? The message is still the message. Whether you try to soften it up, make it sound better, or more, or in a manner that's more receptive, that is definitely a weakness of mine. And I also, my third and I guess final weakness that I've got, I'm glad I got it down to three, would be organization. I can't stand paperwork and stuff like that. So I'll have somebody take care of that, because that's just not stuff that I like to deal with. So organization and stuff like that, making sure this is all neat, the papers are stacked and all that stuff like that. I'll know where they are, but they're not going to be filed in any kind of order, any tabs or anything like that that says this is where this is and stuff like that. No, that's just not me. So those are my weaknesses.
Yeah, that's the plight of most creative people everywhere, Eddie.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm back. I had
set up the cult upon the scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard Eddie's weaknesses.
Yeah, I've always had a very, very high sex drive, and intellectual women, that's a weakness of mine. So stay away from them.
You need a whooping.
No, I don't think so.
I think I'm fine.
you just nasty.
Nah, whatever, man. Whatever.
Oh man. Just real quick. Sorry.
Hey, y'all did it. I mean, this did not have to be a part of this daggone show, y'all. Y'all know I'm an open book. Shoot, you ask me a question, I'm going to tell it.
Oh, God.
I'm an open book, man.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, okay. All right, my weakness, it took a lot for me to be accountable for my past BS. Manning up, to say the least. It took a friend of mine in high school to say something to me. He checked me, and I needed that. But it was off a football field. We did a play or something like that, and he said something. You know, stop making effing excuses, you know, Nas. You know, run that damn ball. But it was how he said, he looked at me. It was more than just that play, he said. And I asked him years later why he said it. He said, you have so much potential in you, bro. You don't understand it, but you marginalize yourself with the bullshit. Excuse my language, but this is real talk. And I've kind of used that every year to try to become better than I was last year. So I look at myself and I hold myself accountable because I know what I am. So I say, you know, if I shortchange myself, who else am I shortchanging? I'm not doing no favor to my missus, to my family. If I'm shortchanging who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing, and even as a husband or a father, I'm not teaching them nothing. What values am I teaching them? But, you know, I had to man up, and this is really where the show comes from, just me being accountable and challenging that demon and say, you know what, this demon is not going to win. This knowledge itself, because I know that what I can do, as many men like myself can do, and then some. That's my thoughts. That was my weakness. I had to change to a strength.
All right.
Who was next? Oz left. His weakness is he can't share his weakness.
Oz got a run. Oz had to drop call.
Okay.
Eddie, you can't be taking shots at people that ain't around.
I know. I figured that was his weakness. I thought he was here.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I told you. Hey, there we go. I'm exposed. I told you my weakness was tat. There you go.
That's why I laughed at that 47%. 47%.
Hey, whatever. It's 47. I promise it's 47.
Whatever.
You know and I know that my stuff,
you know and
when
I
it
know
comes
that
out,
it's zero.
No, that's not. Okay, see me, sir. Now I'm about to ask you this on the air, and do not lie. When I share, when it comes out of my mouth, is it not filtered by the time it gets to the ears of people? Whether it's 50, 40, okay, all right, so I'm leaving it there. When it comes out of my mouth, it's filtered. I promise you that. Like we said, we're going to do a show, a filterless show, and I'm going to start. Y'all going to hear what I really, I always said that. I'm going to have one day, because people are like, you're so rude. I'm going to have one day where I'm not going to filter my words, and people are gonna appreciate my filter words. they're gonna appreciate it.
If you say so.
Okay. while we're working on, there's some bugs in the system, so we're gonna do a little musical interlude, a little break for a quick second. And then when we come back, hopefully all the bugs will be gone. And we're going to keep going in on this topic because it's been a good one, and it's still a good one, and we're going to continue to chop it up. But first, we're going to go to the break. All right, let's do it. Oh, maestro.
Yeah, we like
it. Sing for me. Sing for me, baby. Sing for me.
still have technical difficulties, but we should be all right in a minute. We just having some problems here.
So many empty focusing on black people extermination. We keep it balanced with the knowledge of self-determination. It's hot, we be blowing the spots with conversations. Come on, let's smooth it out like soul sensation.
We in the house like Japanese in Japan or Koreans in Korea. Had to feel like Queen Maria with the Fuji Chagaliga troll. Singing and swinging and writing is fighting. But what they writing got is crashing like titans. It's not exciting, no question. Being a black man is demanding. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. With that word,
determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination.
Yes. Knowledge of self is like life after death. With that, you never worry about your last breath. Death comes, that's how I'm living. It's the next stage, the flesh goes underground. The book of life, flip a page. Yo, they asking me how old, we live in the same age. I show the rage of a million niggas locked inside a cage. Exactly which point do you start to realize that life without knowledge is death in disguise? That's why knowledge of self is like life after death. Apply it to your life, my destiny manifests. Different days, same confusion. We're gonna take this hip-hop shit and keep it moving. Shed a little light, now y'all blooming like a flower with the power of the evidence. Voices and drums, original instruments in the flesh, presently presenting my representation. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination.
The owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father civilization, god of the universe. Manifesting thoughts with my infinite styles, making sure this travel 23 million miles. The other trick to set the crucifix, because the heart of the problem is this.
We gonna go.
Preacher got my order, putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of pretend. He has a home, drives a caddy to town. Has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground. Plain of those who fought for what was right. Slayed of those who fell victim to the fight. A drug control stuck to the chain in a foul. Said about a devil as he looks and he smiles. That's the game of technology. But I have knowledge of myself, you're not fooling me.
You know the devil. There you go. Beast by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the Gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the fourth coming live, future shot. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven from amidst the heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my ink so hot it burns through the journal, I'm blacker than midnight on bro, where you myrtle, hip hop past all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, room and glass ball, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cat get they just back. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. Numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still living fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minutes sitting here and you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you were not alone. Rock your hard hat black, cause you in the terror. carry on full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens of prison greens facing life numbers, crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients, young blood can't spell but they can rock you a PlayStation, Snoop Mav is with a motherfucker's ass, you wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add, it's mathematics,
mighty most desperate,
it's simple mathematics,
check it out, I revolve around strength.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around strength.
What are we talking about here?
We are back. Welcome to the Mayor Talk Show. As we hold it down as always, once again, you're on the Man of Talk Show and Knowledge of Self. Brother Dial, what's going on, man?
Man, ain't nothing like 90s hip hop. I tell you.
And man, we had to go to the Knowledge Creeps, man, on that one, man. We had to go to the Knowledge Creeps, man. But I believe we have some people online right now, brother. So let me see. I think we got Brother Eddie back on. Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Back on, Big Dog. Okay. No, we had to drop a little knowledge with some of the, even with the hip hop, you know, how it's changed and people have kind of lost that conscience part of it and what it was really, you know, originally from. But we'll keep this topic going because it's a fun topic. Dial, we'll lead off.
Let Eddie lead off this time. I'll back clean up this time.
Okay, if I'm gonna lead off, I think we should discuss like what should be done for people to find knowledge itself. I mean, we could sit on this radio all day and say you need to get knowledge yourself, but what inquiring minds want to know, what is the process?
Go for it, baby.
So
very good.
I think that the best way I've done it, hopefully this can help anyone else to find knowledge itself, is one word, which is probably my favorite word, and that is why. That is such a that word can get you so much and can lead you so many places. And my thing is, I ask why until I can't ask why anymore about anything when it comes to myself. If I get upset about something, why did I get upset? And I keep on answering the why that comes after that and after that and after that until I get to the root of that why. And that, I understand me, why I do things, what I need to do to, I guess, pull from the root, or I actually, after I pull from the root of that, no longer have that issue, or just I understand me. And with that process, I also take that and use that with other people. I ask why questions. People that are around me know I speak in question. My children, they're like, dang, you always got to ask, you ask me a question, I'm going to ask you another question back. And I'm just happy to see the results of that, because now my children are why people and critical thinkers. Speaking of that, I apologize, this is so off topic. Just proud of my baby girl, so I'm going to give her a shout out. You know, you have those moments where you can see who your child is going to end up being like, or seems to have your characteristics. But yesterday I got home, and my wife, as soon as I got home, it's like 9:30, she's like, babe, look at your daughter's homework. So I'm like, okay, why she want me to see my daughter's homework? And I picked up the homework, and my daughter had some word problems. My daughter's 7 years old, and she had some word problems. And the word problem said, it said, how many bites does it take to eat a cupcake? And it had three answers. It had A, 7, B, 70, C, 700. So my daughter, she circles A, 7 bites to eat a cupcake, and then at the bottom of that, it said, and how do you know? And my daughter's answer, which my wife wanted me to see, was because 70 isn't reasonable, and 700 is just too much. And she just so nonchalantly wrote that, a 7-year-old, on her piece of paper, and my wife was like, who thinks like that? But my daughter does, because she always has somebody that's on her and asking her questions the way that I ask questions. I always have to make her figure it out herself. Not many people have good critical thinking skills, and why is the best way to go about it, especially about yourself. Why do you get mad when he or she touches you that way, or he or she talks to you that way? Why am I scared of this? Why am I scared of that? And get to the root of that thing and help yourself understand self. And those things will help you build the foundation of who you are, as well as being able to express to those who you are dealing with, why you act the way that you act or respond the way that you respond, and in turn they can empathize and respect you for your viewpoints. Even if they don't adopt or agree with them, they can at least respect you or even break a habit, because they normally do or respond to you in habit. So if you can provide them with the story as to why you don't like something that they're doing, as opposed to just saying, I don't like that, don't talk to me like that, or don't do that, you'll get more of a response, or at least something for them to think about once they make a mistake and almost do it again. So why is very, very important when it comes to you thinking about yourself as well as others. Because if you start with why, for one, it'll keep you from just reacting. If you take the why from your thought process and actually ask them, then you can potentially get an answer, and then you guys can work from there. But most of the time we just respond because it doesn't align with the way that we would do it. We don't, and half the time we don't even know why we do it, and just because it doesn't go the way that we expected it, we just respond or react instead of taking the time to say, well, why did you do that? Or this is the way I received it. Is that the way that you meant for me to receive it? And going from there and building from there. So my suggestion, if you want to understand knowledge and self, take the time. Now, it can be tedious or even worrisome, but take the time to ask yourself why. You can't ask yourself why anymore about any and everything about yourself, especially when you have an emotional response. You get mad, you get happy, you get whatever. Because if you know and understand why you got happy about something, then you can recreate that in your life, and you can always have happiness. So pretty much it.
Okay. That's it right there, brother. That is it. That's it. Gentlemen, I'm sorry, ladies, first of all, you have anything to respond to what Eddie was saying as far as helping some people who having some challenges with trying to understand yourself?
Oh, you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yes. You heard what Eddie said, right?
I heard all of that. I agree with him on the part where they have to look within self. Have to find out why you react the way you do, or why certain situations cause you to feel some kind of way about it. And just by that self-evaluation, you will see changes in yourself. You will find out that you will be able to understand why your tolerance in certain areas may be limited, why certain situations cause you stress, why certain people work your last nerve. If you figure out what it is, what happens when that nerve is worked? What's really going on? Is it what they said and not so much as how they said it, or the fact that their voice grates on your nerves? That's not it. It's something else that's going on. It's not your first thought. You've got to dig deeper than that.
Okay. That makes sense. Tom, what is your perspective and, you know, some things that you could possibly help someone else understand about understanding their self? I mean, anything, any perspective you have?
You know, I think that I really think that everyone just needs to have a moment where they, you know, sort of take a step back and think about what their strengths are and what their plans are with themselves. This conversation's been interesting to listen to all of you guys talk about your strengths and weaknesses. Like, I know my strengths are analytical thinking, communication, the ability to sort of woo someone. But those are my strengths, and I focus on them and don't worry about trying to do things that I know that I'm not good at, but, you know, sort of outsource those to other people. You know, I'm able to be much more productive and significantly happier. So I think that when people start to realize what their strengths are and to focus on them and to hone their strengths and to really build on those, you could just live a lot happier life, you know.
Okay. You see, Tom, you said something that was kind of, you know, was actually very important. A lot of times I find that people in general, they worry about what somebody else think about. I mean, in some respects, I'm saying that. They're so self-consumed with trying to appease someone else, they have lost identity for who they are. That goes into relationships, you know, and even just everyday dealing with. I mean, if someone can accept you for who you are, You know, you have a choice. You have a choice, you know, whether you're going to be around somebody or not. But you got to be comfortable with yourself, I mean, and not try to live your life or be who you are for somebody else. Because if you're living in that relationship or you're around that person for a lot, and if you're at a job you despise, make a change. Don't be phony if you don't like what you do. I mean, because what happens is it's going to come out in your work. And I say that for some social workers out there that I sometimes deal with. You know, they do this for the paycheck, but they forgot what they do and who they are is not helping the clients or some of the youth that they're trying to save their lives. And their situation affects their these clients' lives, these children's lives. So, I mean, you know, don't be funny. Be true to yourself. And when it comes to a job, a relationship, you know, be who you are. And I think, you know, you hit it on right there, Tom, about being comfortable about who you are, to understand yourself a little bit more. Understand, be comfortable who you are. If you're comfortable, you're at a good point, you relax with how you carry on a certain way, that's who you are. But if you feel it's forced and you have to act like something that you feel uncomfortable about, that's not who you are. I mean, me personally, I can't stand being around this phoniness. And my thing is I have a higher level of respect to somebody who may not like a black person. Because he's going to tell me straight up, you know, that person that, look, you know, I really don't like black people. All right, fine. I can deal with that. Look, that's whatever floats your boat, that's on who you are. Me personally, if you don't like me, that's good. At least I know where the knife is coming from. But compared to the person that, you know, you'll be around, they smile in your face, oh, you know, I have a black friend. I despise those type of phony people. I really do. That's me personally. I have a thing about phoniness. You know, be who you are. Be true. Be real. Don't be phony. I just can't be around phony people. That's the thing I got to say. They got to kill themselves.
Knew that was coming.
I'm sorry. They got to kill themselves straight up. I mean, if you're phony, fucking kill yourself. You know, just be who you are. Don't try to hide something. And I got to say this. Real talk. Now we're going to, ladies going to get mad at me on this one. All right. Personally, I think women are beautiful, all of them, whether black, white, or whatever. But are black women, be natural. Be who you are. I'm not saying some women don't deserve a little brush here, a little makeup here and there. But if you got so much on your goddamn face, you take away from your true beauty. Then you get, you know, shook and scared when, you know, you hook up with that dude, you know, you clean your face off and you find that you don't have no eyelashes, you got no eyebrows, you know, your lips is all chapped up to hell, you know, pull that girdle off and everything came out. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just be real. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend nobody. You know, just give me a choice. Don't give me the illusion. Be who you are. Acknowledge yourself. You know, because at the end of the day, if you want, you trying to marry a man or you trying to be with somebody, be who you are. You know, and what happens is, if you be who you are, you can get the man that you want, you know, because what happens if you put all this effort, then all this effort into covering up who you really are, and then he's under an illusion or misrepresented that, you know, okay, well, damn, this is how you came across. You know, you do this, or you used to dress like this, and you stop doing that, you stop looking like this, then you wonder what's happening in your relationship because you did not have knowledge of yourself. You didn't been comfortable with yourself, or you felt you had to do something phony to gather this man in. That man ain't going to stay with you. And same thing, vice versa, dudes, all my fellas listening. If you've been working out, you've been taking care of yourself, washing your ass, brushing your teeth, you know, before you hooked up with this woman, continue to do that in the relationship. Ain't nothing worse. Your woman looks at you like, damn, he don't even wash up no more. He don't brush his teeth. It's nasty, no good. He don't take me out. Nah, I'm out. Don't get mad at her, oh, I don't need her. No, it's you, brother. It's you. Don't blame the woman. Look at yourself because you gave a false perception. You wasn't comfortable who you are. If you're comfortable not washing your ass, give her a choice. Maybe find another woman who don't like to wash her ass.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. You got some women that's nasty. You got some men that's nasty. And they can be together, and they're comfortable with it because they're like, nah, I don't like to work out. Neither do I. Oh, let's go to the old buffet and, you know, get our eat on. And that's good. They'll find that spouse for you. You know, all I'm saying is that understand and be comfortable for who you are. Don't be phony. I'm sorry. I had to go in on the phony people. And if you're listening, and no disrespect to nobody, I apologize. Just be who you are. Be comfortable with who you are. I mean, understand that. Don't be something phony because it's going to come out later on in life. I think we got somebody else online, Brother Dow. We're going to bring this caller in.
Right.
Yeah. My man problems the line. You're online with the man of talk show. Who you have online tonight?
This is Brother Oz again.
Oh, Oz from that.
Yeah, I'm at church. I'm on the man up show, but I'm at church, so I had to go and do my give God what deserves. So I'm back out and just listening to y'all and paying attention to what y'all had to say. And, you know, I've been saying a lot of good stuff.
We're trying to help some people out here, brother.
Yeah,
first of all, Nas, you're not disrespecting anybody. If you phony, you're disrespecting yourself. And two, if you're living your life worried about what other people think about you, you're not living your life.
Exactly.
There you go. Amen.
And that bothers me to no end. And you hit the nail on the head with if you are who you are all the time, and someone falls in love with you, then that's the person for you because you were who you were, but they fell in love with your representative if you are acting a certain way and being something that you're not. And then you turn around and get mad at them and say, why are you trying to change me once they fell for your agent and you trying to fall into who you really are. So if you keep it funky from the jump and don't change or act like something that you're not to win somebody over, then you'll be fine. Not to mention, again, knowledge yourself. If you are trying to change your ways to get somebody, you don't like you. So
Thank
you need
you.
To figure out
Thank
why
you.
You don't like yourself and work on yourself and fall in love with yourself so that somebody else won't have a problem falling in love with you as well. So
that's right.
Thank you.
I think
Thank
people
you,
need
brother.
To understand
Thank you.
That,
Thank you.
That before we can get to all that, we're talking self-esteem. Let's go to basics. If
that,
yourself,
that would be a reflection of yourself.
If your self-esteem is so low that you have to please the masses and you feel like you have to do something different to get friends even or to get a mate or whatever, then you need to understand that it's so okay to just be you.
Mm-hmm.
People are
mm-hmm.
more accepting. People are more open with a person who is really just them because then you would say, well, we know – Tom's phone's going to cut off, so we have to expect that, and that's who Tom is, but we love him anyway.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
We have to accept that people stop it, guys, I'm being so serious. Accept people where they are, and if you want somebody to accept you where you are and for who you truly are, you've got to look in the mirror and accept that person yourself. You've got to understand that it is so okay to just be you. You don't have to
You're
be
right.
like the rest of the world at all.
You're right.
We're all individuals, and people tend to have forgotten that when they want to emulate everybody else. Be you, do you.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
I mean, I got to say this before you go into time. I did something. I've been me. I'm going to share one quick moment with you guys. I went to a wedding with my missus. We went down in Georgia. Now, this place, I've never been to a church that looked like an amphitheater, like a Roman Colosseum, like, you know, it's like round and stuff. So I see this woman come out, I see the couple, I was getting married, you know, they're in the center of this I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but whatever. This white woman has this long robe on. She has it's a book in the middle of this thing, and it didn't say Bible, so she hits this gong. I yell out, what the fuck? In church, I yell out, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah, I did, because first of all, I doubt that I was even in church. I thought I was in some damn cult spot in Georgia. So, needless to say, I'm like, yo, honey, we out this bitch right now. So she like, we in church, like, I didn't see no cross. But anyway, I had to be me at that moment. I was a phony, but to this day, my wife appreciates me being honest. I'm just saying, I had to share that moment about being honest. You know, I know it was inappropriate, but
if you wouldn't have done it, she would have wondered what was wrong with you later.
Yeah, you know what you're right, Sig? I had to, listen, a lady hit a gong. Listen, they were serving wine and Heineken's in the fellowship hall.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what type of wine is that? They have it covered with red wine. Listen, you got it covered. I ain't drinking that shit. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, too. When you're not who you are, the people around you know that something is different. The people around you who have seen you for months and weeks and years, especially if they have seen you for a continued period of time, they know that you're acting a different way.
That's right.
So when you start getting brand new and you think that everything is sweet.
Getting brand new,
and you think everything is sweet and they can see that, they're gonna be the ones that are going to disassociate in some instances a lot quicker than other people because they're saying, I knew this cat from when we was playing in the sandbox. Now all of a sudden, something is coming to their life that's making them be someone different than we know who they are. And, you know, in a lot of instances, they don't want to be around it because they know that ain't the person.
But, you know, people change sometimes, brother. Sometimes some people do change.
Wait.
There's a change where. Go ahead.
The change thing, you can tell when somebody's growing into a new them as opposed to they went to store and bought a fake them. There's a difference.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Right. Okay.
Total difference there.
Whether it be money or woman.
Become a better person.
Or man. Don't matter. You could have something new come in your life, see some growth, and the people that see it, once they kind of see where it came from, they can understand it, versus them saying, you're just acting brand new. Growth versus brand new is two different things. And maybe I needed to split that head so that
could
be understood.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do.
Right.
That's it.
Growing as a person is one thing, but becoming brand new because of a situation or something you read or somebody told you to get adulation or to give adulation to someone else or some other thing, that's a total different thing. And that's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah. Evolving is different from, man, your wife's making you do that. Or you said that because your wife said that. You don't really feel that way. That's something you saying because your wife's sitting right there. But we both know if your wife wasn't kind of right there,
That's different, too, because if you saying it to keep the peace in your home, you might not want to sleep on the couch that night, and you might want to be in her arms.
But that's still important. If you keep the peace to stop being on the couch, you still got a war within.
That's a fine line.
If you fold to try to keep the peace, there's still a war because you're going to have resentment. You're going to keep all this stuff bottled up.
I'd rather say whatever I got to say.
It's one thing, do my couch time or whatever you want to call it,
and I'm moving.
That's a fine line. Because if it's out in public,
we're gonna keep our peace because nobody needs to be in our business. Now, in private, we're gonna talk about what the issue I got with what you said or whatever. So I disagree there. I think that
that's fine. Wait. In some respects, because in any relationship, there's different dynamics that you got to go through, and Eddie, you could say that to some degree, but when you got a wife, when there is a woman involved, it's a whole other thing. You could say that for now, but when you keep constantly dealing with that, it's not saying you're changing who you are, but you are adapting to keep that peace within that house. It ain't saying the woman gonna be like that all the time, but certain times women are women, just like a man is a man, and the woman has to adapt to him. Not saying you're being phony, but you're adapting to accommodate your mate.
Dude, it's a difference between adapting or feeling that, okay, I can see where you're coming from is a compromise and just straight up not having your opinion because you're trying to keep peace. That's BS. That's phony. That's not you. If that's how you feel, you express how you feel. You mad because you, first of all, I'll be damned if I'm put on some couch. Let me clarify something real quick before we get on. You're about to put, take me to a whole nother level.
Eddie,
so I don't know
Eddie, you got to understand.
Eddie, going to the couch is a metaphor, son.
It's not literally.
No, I know. But I'm just, well, if it's a metaphor, it's still the same concept. It means you're making an adjustment so that you can prevent yourself from getting in some kind of trouble, whether it's no draws,
you know what?
Even on the couch, not having her talk to you or whatever.
Everybody's relationship is different. Everybody's relationship is different. You got to go with the dynamics of your relationship.
Yeah.
Everybody don't want what you have. Everybody's not going to do things the way you do it.
If you got a woman
that can do that, are we being real with our feelings, or are we not? Eddie, listen, saying yes is going to make her mad, you're not being real with your feelings. Let me ask you this.
If you got a woman or you find a woman who you can be brutally honest with all the time and she accepts that and just loves you, that's great, but that's not reality.
Why would you be brutally honest with anybody? Honesty is honesty. What is a brute?
Because when you ask somebody a question and you know that it's going to really get under their skin and they don't really want you to give the truth, they want you to tell them what they want to hear. You understand, Eddie? I know you. Listen, you're smart enough. You understand. Cut it out.
No, I don't know what you're talking. I'm dead serious. There ain't no cut it out. I'm smart enough to understand nothing. If somebody asks me a question, they're going to get my answer. It's not going to be my answer for in church. It's not going to be my answer for when I'm with my wife. You're going to get what the heck is being asked. I don't understand that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm not altering my answer for nobody or altering my beliefs because I want to keep the peace.
We're not talking about beliefs. We're talking about the dynamics between a man and a woman in a relationship. Like I said, if you can be with a woman and just tell her everything, just give her the real all the time, and she just accepts that and your relationship is hunky-dory, I'm happy for you. But in reality, I've seen scores and scores of relationships, and I've seen men not happy after they gave the truth and they adjust so that they can be happy. They ain't saying that they being phony, they're adjusting. That's it.
Now, hold that thought right there. Everybody should respect the quarters. Now, question. I'm glad you brought that up. Knowledge of self and knowledge of your relationship. We're going to swing it into that direction right there. Is this okay to always be that brutally honest about who you are with your mate? Because it does have an adverse effect now.
All right.
No.
You know something? I honestly think we are going off topic because now we're dealing with the dynamic between a husband and a wife, and I actually
hold down. It's not too much off topic because...
It all stems. It goes straight to this stuff.
It's not too much off topic, Dad. I'm going to tell you why.
What I'm saying is that this topic, the dynamic between a husband and a wife, we need to do a show on marriage.
Right, but we're just touching on the subject matter because what happened is if you're finding out who you are, you want to be who you are in your relationship, and what happened is because you're being, how you call it, honest about who you are and your standards, I mean, your wife and your spouse or whatever at that time, you being upfront about it, it could maybe have an adverse effect. That's all I'm saying.
This is my question. You can't
say certain things to your missus. You know, you found yourself, you know, as this relationship, I've grown up a little bit. And even anyone on this panel knows that. And you're in a relationship. You can mature as an individual while you're in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Say that maybe you was a little more tolerant before, you're not tolerant of as anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like, say, for example, your missus or vice versa, your husband is not on point with paying his bills or putting doing what he's supposed to do, but yet you kind of cover for him all the time, or her. You know what I'm saying? You said, look, enough of this shit. We got to pay our bills. Yeah, I'm not doing this no more. You did it before. You see what I'm saying? But you're trying to keep it real with her.
Yo, please, ask me this, yo. Why would you want to be in a relationship or married to somebody that you cannot tell everything that you feel with? I can't grasp
we're
that.
Not saying, listen, Eddie, we're not
you know
saying
what?
That.
It's not about telling everything that you feel. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
It's about people's feelings.
Are out somewhere. I don't have a problem with him looking at another woman. He got an ass problem. If he see one, he going to look. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
both
I'm an addict, too.
Will. He can make a comment on it. My feelings are not going to be hurt because if he act like he don't see it, I'm going to point it out to him. That's a lot of ass and some white jeans.
Wow.
That's just the way it is. Every woman's not going to accept that. Can he say make his comments in my presence? Yes. Can every man make those comments about their gorgeous asses walk past with their woman presence? No.
No.
It's one thing to know. It's another thing to hear it. Do women know that man look? Yes, we know that man look. There are women that think it's disrespectful for him to look and say something. Personally, it's human nature because I'm looking. He can look, so I'm going to look too. That's
well,
just the way
okay.
it
how
is.
Do, how do we go see. From just openly sharing, saying what we're thinking from, we were just talking about a question. If a question
that was
is
a
asked,
group of people
wait,
in
wait, hold
room,
on. But that, wait,
and,
that's
and
a scenario.
That's
a scenario.
It right there.
And I want to know what your response is to that scenario that she posed. If you're out with your woman and you see a woman with a big giant booty go by, are you going to say to her, baby, she got a fatty? Oh, think,
no.
I
why,
think you,
why
oh.
would I do that? That has nothing to do with what why would I say, dang, she got a fatty? What is the,
oh, well, hold on. Well, here's it even better. If she said, hey, is her booty bigger than mine? Knowing
yes.
what she wants you to hear.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Why the hell would you ask some dumb question like that? It's obvious. Yes, she got a bigger behind.
Wow.
You. First of all, if you got to ask it, you clearly are questioning your dad. So that is
no,
that's
no, 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 no. Don't you?
I'm
no, no, no. Don't you understand?
First of all,
don't you? No, no.
Why would you,
Eddie? Don't you understand?
I don't have time
they
for
want you.
Kitty, so why
no,
would a
it's not that.
Say something like,
hey,
okay, do I look fat in this dress? Yes. No. You do.
Wait,
why did you
wait,
ask
wait,
me that?
Wait,
because
wait,
you
Eddie,
felt you were playing that dress. I'm not saying
Eddie,
what you want to hear just to make
that's
you feel
not what it's about. And I think Signature understands it. It's about them wanting that, what is the word I'm looking for? They want you to give them that thing of them feeling beautiful, that they're number one. Even though they might already know it, they want to hear it from you. For you to
first.
Make them in any way feel second, they don't like that. I don't know. I know
first
that
of all.
Wow.
First of all, if you're asking questions like that, you have self-esteem issues. I'm sorry.
Not always.
And that's something you need to work on yourself. Why do I have to get validated? Why do I have to ask questions from my man to get validation? Either you're not making her feel validated, which makes her feel the need to ask you that, or she doesn't feel validated because she has self-esteem issues. One of the two. One of the
no,
two, if she feels the need to
sometimes
give you
people
different
just like
tests
to hear
or whatever
things.
For you to pass, then you're already failing.
Son, don't
you
understand
you
a woman sometimes want
to
just hear something? Just like you as a man, when you know
you're
doing
why,
some good, right, you just want
to
hear
all
something.
The time. That's why she shouldn't have to resort to a test to see if you do, because you're already doing it. There's no question that my daughter thinks that she's beautiful because I always tell her she's beautiful. There's no question
that
my wife feels that she's beautiful because I always tell her she's beautiful, so she doesn't have to create some kind of test to see if I feel that she's beautiful.
I don't know another way to explain it to you.
Because clearly they don't feel that way, so you're not doing your job. Get on your job.
I don't take that. I don't believe that.
That's fine.
That answers,
I'm not,
that
I'm
answers
not speaking
not.
To make force my views on anybody. But y'all, you're telling me that this is how a female thinks. If she feels that way, she has self-esteem issues. If the guy feels that way, he has self-esteem. Matter of fact, I've been that guy where I'm seeking compliments or what have you because I didn't feel good about myself.
Freeze,
so I needed someone
freeze,
else to validate
freeze.
Myself.
It is
so
human nature.
When I found myself,
and
I was fine with who I was, I did not need to seek that anymore.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. It is human nature to want to be complimented. It's human nature to
period.
Want to be as the ultimate in your mate's eye. And it's not about a test or a trick or anything like that. It is human nature for normal,
sure.
everyday, regular people.
People.
Everybody may not have that same situation going on in their life. But Eddie, you do you and let everybody else do them. That I don't believe that that's a self-esteem issue. People like to have their ego stroke.
Okay.
Some people.
That's fine.
Wow, that was fun.
It was. Love to do it again.
Very entertaining, Daryl.
I was quite amused myself.
I could tell. It was all quiet.
I mean, there were fatties and it was a wonderful segment. But now, as we look at the time, it's almost that witching hour. So it's time for everybody to throw it around the room, give their last thoughts on this great topic. Not about shorties or, you know, does my ass look back? Not that part. But the topic of the night, which is, you know, us being able to analyze ourselves. And there's something else I wanted to add, but Eddie wanted to add, and I'll put that in my closing thought, is that when you are looking to figure out who you are, identify what you like. What are you passionate about? What drives you? What motivates you? What makes you smile? What makes you laugh? What makes you happy? What makes you mad? What pisses you the hell off? What makes you sad? You know, what are you afraid of? If you can identify what you're afraid of, you'll be surprised. Everything else just starts to fall into place. But you have to own it. Sometimes we don't want to own what we're afraid of. Sometimes we want to avoid that one. But once you grab a hold of that, the rest of it sort of puts itself in place. Just be real with yourself. And then when you're real with yourself, and Eddie said something very, very, very poignant, and I hope, you know, y'all can go back to the archives and even listen to this one main fact, is that we are all byproducts of God. We're children of God. We're created by God. Our standard should be to try to be as God-like as possible. We're never going to achieve God-like status. There's no way we can do that. We are imperfect creatures. I'm gonna give a Bible verse, and I'm out, and I'm pretty much done with it for the night. And that comes from the book of Mark. It's the 10th chapter. It's the 27th verse. Jesus looking upon his disciples and the group that was gathered with him, he said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." There is no limit to what God could do. He's limitless. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. And when we try to strive to be God-like, when we go with Philippians 4:13, "I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me," you understand that as long as God is on your side, there's no task too great. There's nothing too big. There's nothing that you can't achieve as long as you got God on your side. And you just press on. So, like I said, the person that you match up with is the one in the mirror. And you try to be better than that man every day, and you're going to be okay. I'm done for tonight. next.
Brother, listen to Brother Tom.
Hey, you know, I think that we had a spirited debate tonight, and I think one of the things that you really come down to is that if you know yourself, you understand yourself, you can really make decisions that are better for yourself. So, you know, if you're out there listening, you know, just take that moment, figure out what it is that you're passionate about. Like Daryl said, what drives you, what gets you going, what gets you, you know, jumpstarts you in the morning, make that happen, and just focus on it.
There you go. Well said, brother. Well said. We're going to send this to Brother Oz. Brother Oz, you got any closing remarks, brother?
Yeah, I just tell them, listen, find out something that you like, get passionate about it, get some drive, some, have some ambition about yourself, and make that thing, bring it to fruition. Because you put God in the mix and allow him to take control of it, you'll always reach your goal.
There you go. Amen. Amen. Sister Siri, what's going on? Last closing remarks?
Know that it's okay to be you. We are different individuals by design. Be yourself and don't worry about the rest of the world. Present you. Become accepting of you, and the rest of the world will fall into place.
Well said, well said. I'm going to say my closing remarks, and of course, like always, we save the best for last. My closing remarks is, don't be phony. Be who you are. If you're comfortable with who you are, then everybody else have no choice but to accept you because you're giving the most realest person who you are, but you got to be comfortable with that person that you look in the mirror every single day. So be comfortable who you are. Don't be phony to who you are, and your true light will shine everybody else. That's all I got to say. Eddie?
I'll end with saying go on a journey, man. Go on a journey to find yourself. Then when you find yourself, fall in love with yourself, and fall in love with yourself enough to be yourself 100% of the time, not partial, not sometimes, not half-time, not even 90% of the time. Fall in love with yourself so much so that you are always yourself. And when that happens, people, whether they might call you rude, they might say you're this, they might say you that, but you'll find that they're saying that in your presence because they like being around you. They can't tell you that you're rude if they're not around you. So you're so rude that they're around you, and they continue to follow, they continue to listen. So fall in love with yourself, and then people will fall in love with you. They might not say it with their words, but their actions, wanting to be around you, will show you and prove to you that because you love you, they love you too. And that's it.
Hey, that's it. I mean, it's been a great show, guys. A very passionate show, and I can easily say that we could went on and on just the topic alone. You know, understand your wealth, everybody. Understand who you are. Understand you are a person of God. God created you as a whole person. So why would you even give half of yourself? So please understand that God made you as a whole person. Don't shortchange yourself for God. He created you for a reason. So with that being said, everyone, please say goodnight. We'll see you next week. Check out, don't forget, check out the Game Strong Show Monday with my brother Trey. He's holding down. Show me what you got. The ladies is going in. The Tuesday, Every Woman Talk Show. They're talking about, you know, sisters, why we treat ourselves bad. You know, it's a lot of great stuff that's happening. So once again, you know, love yourself. And, you know, so everybody else can love you. You can't love yourself. You can't love nobody else. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night.
Peace.
Love
play back.
Your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Hey, hey. Listen, if you're missing, y'all, swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black man's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the power that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Power.
We got to fight the power that beats. Algorithms designed to bounce with health and mental lives. Designed to fill your mind, now that to realize the prize arrives.
We
got to pump the stuff to make it up. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize. Make a change, something great.
People,
we all the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say,
what is
it?
Let's get down to business, mental self-defense or fitness.
So
let's get going. To make everybody see, in order to fight the power that be.
Fight the power.
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 We've got to fight the power that be.
Shadow, 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 world, 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 radio, 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 radio.